It's all right to say yes. Because it is easier, right? Adults, when you're out at work, or maybe it's on the golf course, or I don't know, wherever you hang out with your friends, sometimes it is so easy, and it would be so easy for you just to say, all right, let's do it. Whatever that is. That spiritual fatigue sets in. Well, here comes the enemy. They say to Nehemiah, come and let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of what? They were offering that dude a week in Vegas. I'm sure there would be no gambling, at least from a United Methodist perspective. But you know what happens in Vegas, what? Now, I don't know that. That's what I've heard. Actually, I really don't know that. But anyway, that's another sermon. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We might not have had this story in the Bible if Nehemiah had allowed his fatigue and distraction to guide him, would we? There would have been a funeral in where? And Nehemiah would have been on the tombstone. There wouldn't have been a wall in Jerusalem. I am discovering in my life the importance of margins. Anybody know what I'm talking about when it comes to margins? Because, quite honestly, many times in my life, my margins seem to be full. Anybody else that way? Relationships, folks, are formed in the margins. You know what I'm saying? Relationships are formed in the margins, and when you fill up your margins with stuff, what happens to relationships? You know, margins are those blank spaces. You know, one thing that always bothers me is whenever I see someone along the road and I'm 5 minutes late for a meeting, please don't tell me I'm the only one that's been in this place, and you have this battle in here. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? Man, you know, I really should stop, you know, Matthew, whenever somebody's in need and you were there, you can't, you know that scripture, right? And, but man, I'm 5 minutes late for a meeting. What do I do? Right? Margins are in those blank spaces. Wouldn't it have been great if I would have left 20 minutes early and I could have stopped alongside the road and helped that person? Relationships happen in the margins. The margins are those blank spaces. Acts of kindness are done in the margins. When you don't have any margins in your life, people are going to leave you alone because you are always on the edge. The third characteristic I see of a great leader in the book of Nehemiah is that they are unswayed by gossip and negative accusations. Accusations. A great leader is unswayed by gossip and negative accusations. I really invite you to write these down. These are important points, folks. Please write them down. Nehemiah 6, 5 through 8 says this. In the same way, Sanballat, for the fifth time, so not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but what? Five times, he sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hand. With an open letter in his hand. In it was written, it is reported among the nations, and Geshem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you are building the wall, and according to this report, you wish to become their king. You have also set up prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem concerning you, there is a king in Judah. And now it will be reported to the king according to these words, so come, therefore, and let us conference together. Then I sent to him this, saying, no such thing as you say have been done. You are intending them, glasses do wonders, don't they? You are inventing them out of your own mind. Folks, anytime you attempt to be a part of God's great purpose, people are going to gossip and accuse you of things. Anytime. Now, there's a secret in this that we just read over. I'm going to back up here. Look, let's read this together.